So a great moment at BMO. Many more great moments coming in Canada. Listen, you and Craig are both strong advocates of Canadian soccer. Not many broadcasters have done the legwork you've done for the sport. Craig was notably furious at LaRue. You might have been as well. She was getting hammered by the crowd, hammered in social media. With moments of reflection, do you look at it and think, I understand where it's coming from. She just could have done what Christine Sinclair said she should have done, handled the goal a little bit better.
Well, you know what? Yeah, she can do whatever she wants. And if she has, you know, by right of parentage, play for the United States, fine if she wants to do that. But the goal celebration, I think, only adds fuel to the fire. And if she wants to live with those kinds of actions and deal with the fallout from that, so be it. Because I think she just threw gasoline on the fire by doing that kind of thing. And I always believe that a player's reactions on the field to whatever happens basically is a reflection of the character of that person. We've seen, now these situations may not be exactly the same, but we've seen the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo score against his former club, refuse to celebrate, things like that. And then when you see that, not only did she not celebrate, she celebrated quite loudly and stuck it right in their faces. And I don't know what her motivation was for that. Sure, she gets booed when she comes to play Canada, but why not? Because she played for Canada Canada at the youth levels, and then decided she wanted to play for the United States and go get the glory down there that comes with that. So, but if she's prepared to live with the fallout of her actions, well, then carry on, I guess.
Mm. But Jerry, the ultimate revenge for Canada would to beat the Americans in a Women's World Cup match. How do they do that?
Well, that's the thing. We're not good enough. And when people say, we have Americans playing on our team. Well, the fact is the Americans that are playing on our team, and Lauren Sesselman comes to mind, and Rachel Kwan may be one as well, it's usually a case of those players not being good enough to play for the United States. Because seriously, do you think that any American who is good enough to make that roster would come and play for Canada instead? So that situation is completely different. The bottom line is we are hungry for players. We need players because the Americans are getting better by leaps and bounds and we're falling behind.
And I guess whichever way people go on the celebration, and we can all go eight different directions on it, the great thing is there's passion. It's unbridled passion. And Jerry, I don't need to tell you, it wasn't there as much 8-9 years ago. Look at, I said to somebody yesterday on Twitter, if Jonathan de Guzman came back, played for Holland against Canada in a friendly, he'd get the same thing. And yet, at the same time, he was risking a Premier League spot if he trucked back and forth between St. Lucia and St. Kitts and Nevis while playing for Swansea. It's a real risk-reward situation for a lot of these players.
Oh, there's no question that it is. And these guys have to decide in their own minds what they want to do. And I'm always of the opinion that I guess the thing that bothers me with some of these guys, and it's not the case for every single one, but there are certain cases where the player comes over here with his family looking for a better life in Canada, gets raised in Canada, gets funded by Sport Canada, learns the game in Canada, gets all his opportunities, all his coaching, and gets paid in Canada, and then goes and plays for the country of his birth. That's the kind of thing that bothers me. Now, that's not the case for everyone, so don't get me wrong here. It's a fairly general statement that doesn't apply to all players, but it certainly applies to some instances, and the hardcore soccer fans will know which players I'm talking about. So those are the ones that bother me a little bit. But the big picture, you're right, the big picture is it's growing the women's game, and everybody would agree that that is the number one goal. A record crowd at BMO Field yesterday.
It's incredible.
2,453. More people than has ever watched a soccer game at that stadium before.
And so many young people that are going to keep coming back and back and back because they love the energy of what they saw.
Oh yeah, there's no question that the stadium was full of young people and full of young girls whose goal now, and maybe it was anyway, but it'll just increase their incentive to want to play for the national team, and that's a good thing because that's what we need. We need more quality players coming through the system.
Well, beyond the getting the quality players, Jerry, what does John Herdman do for the next 12 to 16 months to get the team better looking towards the World Cup?
Well, beyond getting more quality players, I don't know, Jim. It's pretty tough because
is there anything tactically he can do?
Tactically, well, the thing is, what he has been saying in recent days and weeks is that if you keep doing the same things over and over again, you can expect the same results. So yesterday he tried something different. Instead of playing a traditional 4-4-2, he played with three center backs and two wide players. Instead of having a training session the day before the game, the team didn't do anything the day before the game, which is quite unusual. So he's trying different things, and we saw the result yesterday. It didn't seem to work, although it seemed to work for the first half because they played the Americans very even in the first half. So he's just going to continue to try try different things until he can find the right formula. And he doesn't leave any stone unturned, this guy. I mean, he knows exactly. He told me the other day, he says, we've got 560 training days left until our first game in the World Cup. He knows how many days he's got left. He knows all the statistics about all the other teams. He's got it all planned out nutritionally, medically, training, off the field, on the field. He's got it all figured out. And he will not give up trying different things to try and find the formula that will work against the Americans, but it's going to be awfully difficult because they are such a deep, deep team.
They called a great match yesterday, do a great job during the Premier League season and the Champions League. It's a good chunk of summer. It's shortest off season on the planet, though, Jerry, back in August with the Premier League, right?
Well, yeah, in August with the Premier League, but it's not really an off season at all because we've got World Cup qualifying coming up on Friday. I think we've got five games on the air on Friday. So on and on it goes, the Gold Cup in July, and then, of course, the Premier League and the Champions League gears up in August again. So it's a great game. It's a great sport. It just keeps us busy year-round.